92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Here's kind of an odd question. How much would you pay for a bucket of popcorn at a movie theater? More specifically, at what price point would they have crossed the line to make you say, "Oh, hell no"? One of the gimmicks the movie industry is using to draw people in is collectible items, things you can only get at your local movie theater. And one of the most expensive ones this summer is collectible popcorn containers. Now, I worked in a movie theater part-time for about 13 years, and we had some really cool promo items during that time, but they were given to people who were seeing the movie and were buying a large popcorn at the regular price. This summer, the New York Times has reported that popcorn buckets shaped like a Trojan horse from the Odyssey have been selling for anywhere between $70 and $140. That's a lot of money for a bucket of popcorn in a fancy container that you're never, ever going to use again. Be honest, you're never going to touch that again once you get it home. There was also a Red Purse popcorn promoting the Devil Wears Prada. Those sold for $40 each. And there were some promo buckets last year, including one for Marvel's Fantastic Four Galactus, which holds the world record for being the largest popcorn container ever commercially available. It could hold 9 liters. Of popcorn. Who could possibly eat that much popcorn? And yet people are spending money on them while claiming that they can't afford to pay their bills or buy food at the grocery store. That's another classic American definition of irony.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.